Hi, my name is Jose, and I will be talking about a major issue in today's environment, plastic bags. Every year, around 500 billion plastic bags are used worldwide. 500 billion, 500 followed by 9 zeros, that's a lot of bags. Over 1 million bags are being used every minute, and they are damaging our environment. Not only do they affect our planet, they also affect our oceans and life forms. Plastic bags are difficult and costly to recycle, and most end up on landfill sites where they take around 300 years to photodegrade. They break down into tiny toxic particles that contaminate the soil and waterways and enter the food chain when animals accidentally ingest them. But the problem surrounding waste plastic bags starts long before they photodegrade. Our planet is becoming increasingly contaminated by our unnecessary use of plastic bags. Plastic bags are now amongst the top 12 items of debris most often found along coastlines ranging from Spitsbergen in the north to the Falklands in the south. Because plastic bags take hundreds of years to break down, every year our seas become home to more and more bags that find their way through our sewers and waterways. Every bag that's washed down a drain during rainfall ends up in the sea. Every bag that's flushed down a toilet, which many bags are, ends up in the sea. Every bag that's blown into a river will most likely end up in the sea. Some countries have introduced so-called environmentally friendly plastic bags that are biodegradable. These bags take about 3 years to break down into practically nothing, and while that sounds like an attractive solution, the truth is that the process of breaking down these petrol-based bags causes carbon to become methane, which is a greenhouse gas. It's also possible to get plastic bags manufactured from corn. These break down very quickly and give off no more methane than any other corn product on landfill sites. Unfortunately, they're more expensive to produce and few shops use them. Some ways to reduce their environmental impact would be reusing bags when shopping, choose biodegradable bags to use for litter, reuse large plastic sacks whenever possible, and refrigerate food in containers rather than plastic bags. There is also a positive thing for plastic bags. As it turns out, the companies that manufacture the bags themselves, such as Formoso Plastics and Novolex, employ thousands of people in plants and factories across the U.S. Every new plastic bag ban, critics argue, raises the risk of widespread layoffs. Plus, plastic bags manufactured at these factories are often more environmentally friendly to produce than their biodegradable plastic or paper alternatives. But it still harms our environment. So that would be the only positive thing coming out of this. But by refusing to use plastic bags, you can make a huge difference to the pollution problem. Remember that each person uses about 83 bags a year. If there are 4 people in your family, that's 332 plastic bags less every year. And this is why we should ban plastic bags. To help our environment, to help our earth, and to help life in general. Thank you.